The parents of Kayla Mueller say they have received confirmation that their daughter is dead. Mueller is the 26-year-old American woman who's been held by ISIS for the past year and a half. The White House says Mueller's family received a private message from her captors over the weekend, and the information in that message has now been authenticated by the U.S. government. ISIS announced last Friday that Mueller had been killed in a Jordanian airstrike, but U.S. officials still have not confirmed the circumstances of her death. We're joined now by Jillian Ferris, managing editor at KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona. Jillian, welcome to Here Now.
Thank you, Peter.
So you're in Flagstaff, not far from where the family lives in Prescott. Tell us about Kayla. What are people saying today about what kind of person she was?
Well, the overwhelming response to this young woman's character was that she was a tremendous humanitarian and with a huge heart. She was just 26 years old. She grew up in Prescott, which, as you said, is not far from where we are here in Flagstaff. She attended and graduated from Northern Arizona University in 2009 with a political science degree, and from there worked with various humanitarian aid organizations all over the world, in India, in Israel, before she went to the Turkish-Syrian border in 2012, where ultimately she was taken hostage by ISIS in 2013.
Obviously, a very difficult time for her family over that period of time, but especially now today with this news. What are they saying?
Well, Peter, the family has released a statement following the confirmation of Kayla's death, and of course they are devastated, and we're hoping for a different outcome, of course. But in their statement, they say she was a compassionate and devoted humanitarian, that she dedicated her whole life to helping those in need of freedom and justice and peace, and that she was really drawn to Syria because of the suffering that was happening there with civil war refugees. That is ultimately why she ended up in Syria. So the family is heartbroken. They had been keeping her identity. They had known since her capture in 2013 that she was a hostage of ISIS, but along with the White House, were keeping her identity out of the media for her protection at the warnings of ISIS. And it was not until Friday, when ISIS took to Twitter to announce that Kayla had been killed in an airstrike, that her name was released to the press.
And the Mueller family has released a letter that they received from Kayla while she was in captivity. Kayla wrote that she was safe, she was unharmed, but the letter says, "Just the thought of you all sends me into a fit of tears." What else can you tell us about that letter?
I can tell you that she said she was always seeking God and that she would always seek God, and that some people find God in nature, others in love. She found God in suffering, and that it would be her life's work, using her hands as tools to relieve that suffering. Those were her words to her father. And ultimately, you know, she died following that quest.
And you mentioned Prescott. The Muellers live in Prescott, a community that was hit with another heartbreaking tragedy when 19 Granite Hill hotshot firefighters were killed in the Yarnell Hill fire not that long ago. So, Jillian, how's the community responding to this, a second blow?
It's devastating. Kayla did grow up there and, you know, graduated from high school. There are many friends and family members in the area. And as you said, of course, it has been the scene of a great deal of tragedy in the last couple of years, although I wouldn't link those things together. They're very separate. And I do feel that from people we've spoken to in Prescott, they're able to separate these because they each deserve their own reverence. And right now, the community of Prescott is rallying in support of the Mueller family. And in the days to come, I'm sure they will, days, weeks, months, years probably to come, they will need that support. It is a very tight-knit community. Much of northern Arizona works like that. And but as you said, there has been a great deal of tragedy there. I do think, however, they are keeping these separate as to give them the reverence they both deserve.
Jillian Ferris, managing editor of KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona, not far from where Kayla Mueller's family lives in Prescott. Jillian, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Peter.